Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Make sure you are telling your smart speakers to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Always appreciated. Yep. And if you miss anything, go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, where you can always get caught up with podcasts. Also through our app. Download our app for your mobile device. You can listen to In a Nutshell.
Hello, look at you in a nutshell.
Look at me in a nutshell.
Hello, look at me holding the nut.
Some updates from the NBA. And that is, they are looking to once again try and reopen buildings and facilities this coming Friday in the NBA in order to try and get people back into business. Now, the last time we talked about the NBA opening buildings was a couple of weeks ago when they had a number of, they had like a 15-page memo with all the different precautions they were going to need to take. I don't know if that memo is still in effect for the NBA opening buildings this week. But one thing that I did see that will remain in place is 12 feet of distance between players and anyone else while they are doing any activity. 12 feet of social distancing for NBA players when they go back to the buildings. It will still remain. Is someone scoffing at that already?
Yeah.
This will be, again, in only the states that are reopening. And hopefully this time they don't have teams that are saying no. Like the Atlanta Hawks said, no thanks. Thanks for opening, but we're not going to do it. They will allow the teams to open up. Maybe they've better communicated at this time. Maybe there still will be teams that decide they don't want to open, but at least they're all on the same page as they pushed it back, and this coming Friday things open up in the league. Mark Stein, his tweet said, the NBA, I'm told, just notified its teams that it intends to allow practice facilities in states where shelter-in-place regulations have been eased to reopen Friday pending new developments. They will receive a further update on Wednesday of the various specifics involved. League sources say with any strength and conditioning activities prohibited if it requires players and staff members to be closer than 12 feet apart.
It gives the phrase iso ball a whole new meaning.
Sure does.
I don't...
off why defender.
Why? So they're going to double it. Yeah, we think six feet might be safe. We're going to double it. We're going to be double safe. We're going to go 12. Well, why? Well, these guys are so much taller.
They're so strong.
No.
So,
I can understand it. I can understand why they want to 12 feet. I don't think that's ridiculous. If they're trying to maintain sort of safety before they get to a point where they want to play games, they know the risk involved in playing games. They're passing a ball to each other, right? They're touching. It's like throwing a doorknob around the room. You know, everyone says,
face,
oh, man, make sure you clean the doorknobs and clean the handles on everything so that you get those virus, you know, particles off of there. So they know the risk in playing the actual games. If they're trying to keep everybody healthy until that point, the 12 feet, I understand it because these guys are exerting a lot of energy and they're doing a lot of breathing and they're probably, you know, creating a halo of
a mist, just of, this external mist around them. Yes.
Of, I just don't think that the virus.
Yeah, I don't think it's they're wrong or dumb to say that and say that's what they're going to do. I just don't think the people are going to do it. You know, stay 12 feet away from it. Everybody, you're going to have guys back in there, not just back there doing their rehab work, but guys back there working out. You're going to ask everyone to stay 12 feet away from each other at all times while they're in there. I don't know. I don't see it actually being put into practice like that.
So you think that they will go back and then not abide by it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't make the NBA wrong to say that it should be the rule.
Right, but I think your natural ability to play the game takes over, right, and becomes second nature to you. I mean, many times you see a guy stand up before he takes a shot, foul line, wipe his nose or his face or his eyes with his shirt. He pulls his shirt up or, off his wristband, and you lick on your fingers and touch the ball. It's just you're going to go back to what you do. But to Beatles' point, it's good to have those type of guidelines there to at least – have some sort of an awareness for these guys when they come back, so they'll be a little bit cautious.
So the NBA is one that is trying to get back their facilities. The NFL facilities are trying to get to that place as well. And the thing I think about when we're talking about the NFL and the possibility of them trying to get some facilities open in the near future, how do you do that with so many more players? The NBA has a much smaller roster. The NFL, at this time of the year, has a massive roster.
You can platoon it. You can platoon it for positional groups. Offensive, defensive line, linebackers, tight ends, running backs, quarterbacks, DBs, receivers. And you guys, this group comes in, say, 9 to 11:30. Next group, 12 to 2:30. And then you got to move it around day to day so everybody's not stuck. Hey, I'm only the morning guy. We want to sleep in. We want to do afternoons. You change it. I think there's some things you can do there.
Yeah, because as states start to open, they're going to have the opportunity to do it. And I think,
you can meet as a unit and have another unit work out and have another unit go outside, and just sort of have it's almost like gym class, rotating stations, so to speak. So you don't have 90 guys in one room. Maybe you only have 30, I don't know. I think you could break it up a little bit.
Can you break up further than that, though? Can you break up into positions?
Sure.
Like, because a lot of people are saying you got to try to keep the same network of people within your, your network. So if it's the same 10 guys, 6 guys, 10 guys working out together, meeting together, doing this together with a position coach together.
Where would you want to work out? Would you want to work out in a bubble or would you want to work out outside? See, I think I might want to work outside. Everything you see, people are excited to be outside. I think there's a little nervousness to go inside an enclosed building or space. Because I think that's, you have that natural fear now for everything we've been through, where a lot of people think that you really don't catch this thing outside. You want to get outside and move around. Like, if I had the choice to either go in that Empire Bubble or one of the 3 practice fields that are there, I want to go on that hill and where the practice fields are.
Well, of course, because your ventilation situation is far better when you're outdoors.
Sure.
So you can still get it if you're within 6 feet of someone, but the chance of the air moving is much better outside than it is inside. I could totally understand that. But
this, to keep the double up on the social distancing for the purposes of basketball or anyone else, you either believe in the testing and you believe that you have a reasonably safe environment or you don't. And if you've tested all the players, let's say you're going to have 30 guys back in the building in terms of players and coaches there for workouts, and everyone gets tested and nobody has it. Well, what are you worried about then? Why do you need to increase the social distancing times too? And if the answer is, well, we're not sure about the test, then you're not ready to have people back in your buildings. You're not ready to do this yet. So you're either reasonably sure that you can get together and work out safely and start working your way back toward doing things as you used to do them, or you're not. And if you get everybody tested and everybody has a negative test and everybody's cleared, and not only that, but, a bunch of guys have the antibodies too, great. What are you keeping the 12 feet for then? What's that all about?
Well, because they don't have the tests yet. And at this point, they have said no to the tests that have been made available to them. Adam Silver has turned down the testing that has been offered by the manufacturer. That story was last week's news.
I think that is foolish. If you want to get people back into the building and having a season is predicated on keeping everyone healthy and making sure, we don't get infections just from being around each other, much less other players and passing the ball around and all that stuff. If we can't even do that, then this is going to be shut down before it even begins. Take the testing.
It's, I mean, it's a different topic, one we haven't spent a lot of time on, but I would say that if it, the options are everyone keeps staying home or go do some individual workouts but keep extra distance between yourselves, I don't understand why keeping extra distance is a bad option.
Yeah, if you're not going to get the testing, then that's really your only option.
Right. I mean, if your options are stay home or go have individual workouts, the individual workouts will be better if they do make it back. It'll be better no matter what, even if they don't continue playing, right, that the guy's got individual workouts. Even if the season is not to continue, getting back out there would still be better for the players to have that, to be prepared for whenever they do play again, when they start up the next season. So I don't disagree with that, but I do think it's sort of telling about how far away they are from starting up, if that makes sense. Also, in addition to this, there's news on the injured players across the league, including Kevin Durant, how that could change the playoff picture if the league does make it back. We'll get into that right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, fellas, I just caught a glimpse of the flyover.
Yeah, they changed the route. The one that the map that they tweeted out last night that showed they were taking off from Zoe's backyard and flying over my house and heading on up. No, they
not
changed
so much.
They dropped out of the sky over.
Well, I mean, they heard
the Cape and then swooped up.
You know what they said? They said, we got to make sure we go over the most patriotic city in America, is what they said. You know,
isn't it? I mean, I thought that was Canton.
No, that's that would be Quincy, Massachusetts.
Brockton.
So they let's make sure we change the path to go see the fine people at Quincy is what they did.
So did you see it?
Yeah, I did, but it's really cloudy here, so you could see them, and then probably
cloudy?
Like, you know, 10 seconds
here.
Later, they were into the clouds. I couldn't see them anymore.
Wow.
Ooh.
So I caught it for only, you know, literally 3-4 seconds of seeing them. Yeah.
City pool.
Not that patriotic, then. The stupid cloud city. That
doesn't sound very sunny here, man. Nice here.
Oh, Seattle. That's patriotic, too. No. Stupid cloudy Quincy. It's
not. Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. It was loud.
You feel better today?
Louder than I thought it would be.
That make you feel better?
Does it make me feel? A little bit.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd say my day, the quality of the day just went up like 8 or 9%.
Good.
Yeah.
That's such a job.
Beetle?
What's that?
How's the headache?
Not great, but better than it was when I talked to you at like 7 o'clock this morning.
All right. Mm.
It's the worst. Not good.
Allergies are a bitch right now.
Take a Buffer.
Take what?
Buffer. A what?
What's
what is that? I think that feel like
what
that's
is
something
that?
Like,
for old? What are you, 84?
Grandparents would have said.
Yeah.
Have an Excedrin. It's the headache medicine.
You probably take like 2 teaspoons
Excedrin
of Pepto-Bismol.
Excedrin is like Tylenol with caffeine, isn't it?
Have some milk and magnesia.
I think it's
drink some milk and
caffeine.
Magnesia.
I think it's aspirin and caffeine.
Yeah.
My grandfather.
Might be acetaminophen and caffeine, but whatever.
Hardy, do you remember milk and magnesia? My grandfather used to sit there with that white beater tank top on in his chair. And they all had their own chair, the reclining chair. Yeah. And he just had a jug of it. Like, I don't even know where he got that big a jug. He'd just take that top off. He wouldn't put it in the cap. He just drink it. And I'm like, what is that? Just coat my stomach for dinner. And he didn't drink. It wasn't booze. It wasn't like, you know, he just, you know, make my tummy feel good for you.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answers to.
And he was great because he'd mix it all up. And I'm like, what are you doing? It's disgusting. You know, he'd have the turkey with the potatoes and the gravy and there's peas here. And he'd just mix it all up like this. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, it's all going the same place anyway. It's all going to get mixed up in there. He goes, I just like eating it all together.
Careful. We're going to have people tweeting us back video and footage of that story again, too. But, yeah, the my grandfather did not use milk of magnesia. He used the the Red Man, you know, full leaf chewing tobacco.
Ugh, God.
That he would spit into a Del Monte pear can set right next to his chair,
up.
Too. No, that's.
Grandma ever knocked that one over?
No, she didn't go near that chair. That...
Oh. Well, we were talking about the NBA opening up facilities on Friday. Kevin Durant is reportedly healthy enough to play if the playoffs happen.
Oh, boy.
Guys, think of it this way.
So wait a minute. Imagine if the
Celtics get a matchup down the road with Kyrie and Durant in the playoffs.
If they could get past Embiid and the Sixers, right?
This rubs me the wrong way. It really does. And I know there's no way around it, but there was no chance Kevin Durant was going to come back and play in the regular season.
Same thing with Stamkos. Like, I would say if you were hurt, whatever your injury declared at that time, if we could go back to when this coronavirus stuff started and what your time period and your healing period was going to be, you should be out for that respective period of time. I'm with you on that, Hardy.
But do you do that with guys who were, say, like a week away from coming back, and if they jump right into the postseason, let's say that I don't even remember, but let's say that David Pastrnak was dealing with a wonky finger, and he was expected to miss about a week.
Go back to last year when he hurt his hand, right?
Okay,
remember
so
he fell?
Would that mean he would? So you would have to hold him out for the first week, and so he's going to miss the first round of the playoffs.
Is potentially,
that I don't
That yeah,
I don't
see,
like.
It works both ways again, right? But you're talking about bona fide game changer. Now, obviously, Pastrnak is too, but Durant is.
But
like,
there was no way
chance,
Durant
dude.
Was going to play this season. He was not playing this season.
So you may face Durant and Kyrie at the same time, and are healthy.
I know. A lot of people think they're not going to do anything together. I'm like, it's still Kevin Durant.
Forget doing anything together. It's still Kevin freaking Durant.
Right. You want that
forget
problem?
Kyrie.
Like if you're Brad Stevens, you want that? You're going to design a defense to stop those two now? Good luck.
Kyrie, you know, he's Kyrie, and he's a pain in the ass, and there's, like, hatred there. But, yeah, great.
Especially.
Kevin Durant you now have to play against.
But it's something like you have no film on, so that's like...
Oh, by the way, Ben Simmons is in this category, too. Not that he played this year, but Ben Simmons is healthy, according to the 76ers. But let's
not
forget...
So have him and Embiid together, too. Then.
This does benefit the Celtics, because Kemba Walker is dealing with something with that knee that was going to go on much longer than they indicated. And even with that check-in, was that 3-4 weeks ago?
Yeah,
we said
it didn't
if we
even
were playing
matter
right
if it was
now,
Kemba
I still wouldn't have been back. So let's assume that Kemba Walker is actually going to be able to return to full health and is actually benefiting from not having to do anything right now.
Right.
Right?
That's good.
So it does benefit the Celtics. But I get what Hardy's saying.
Any starter, right? Yeah.
Maybe there should be a certain date where you've got to be on the roster and have played a game by a certain date to play in the playoffs.
That'd be a neat little side role, yes.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think it's that terrible of a thing, but it is different. It's certainly something new.
Make it interesting.
NBA in general, though, they would love it.
No, but imagine shortened season, some weird whatever round robin or 16 team playing, whatever the hell, you know, all those scenarios we talked about, and all of a sudden a team like that with Kyrie and Durant gets hot and they go on some thing and almost win the whole damn thing or win it.
Yeah,
like what a freak show.
So here's the other part of it too. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, as you mentioned, they'll both be healthy, so you got to contend with them.
Yeah.
They've been given permission to use the 76ers facility, and they've been working out there.
They should because they've been hurt.
Quote,
right?
Elton Brand is their GM, who said it is essential that they can get the proper equipment to work out and rehab, so that's where they've been. He's been doing that ever since the first week. We're able to get him access there, talking about Ben Simmons. So this is the rehab thing that has been going on, too. And that's been going on in the NFL. If you're rehabbing an injury, you can go to the facility, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Embiid has been working out in the practice facility, conditioning. He's focused. He's asking about when his trainer can come in and when he can get on the court. I wouldn't bet against him. He's going to be ready and ramped up. Elton Brand on Joel Embiid. And also Ben Simmons. They're all healed up and ready to go, and they've been going to the facility.
So they can't shoot buckets, though, correct?
No, they can't. But right back to
you
what
know
you
what?
Said.
We
12
don't have any
feet,
cameras
they won't,
in here.
They won't
there's,
adhere to
there's
it?
There's three people in here. You know what? If I didn't see you go through that door. If you didn't see yourself go through that door.
Who's monitoring that?
Oh, by the way, there's a ball in your locker. I don't know who put that there, but if you want me to throw that away or you want me to just leave it there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, hey, Jim, you see who's on the line?
Who?
Line three.
My favorite guy.
Pull him up.
This is Uncle Jules. Uncle Jules, what's
hey,
the deal?
What's up?
What do you got for us
How
today?
Zoe, first of all, condolences on your loss.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And, Mark, I hope everyone's doing good. Hardy, hope to play golf pretty soon.
Maybe today. Maybe today.
Real soon. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, though. Hardy's got a built-in bias against anybody with the last name Bertrand, so be careful. That's all I would say.
That's not true.
Really well. Maybe he'll like it better. I'll invite him. He can play golf at my course up here in Northbridge. So.
Okay.
All right.
How come I didn't get a chance to party with you at the? How come I didn't get to party with you at the Super Bowl? The hell was I doing that night?
You didn't come.
Yeah, we were there. I don't know where you were.
No, Zoe didn't come. He wasn't there. He was too busy for us.
I had TV that night.
Yeah, no, he was hanging out with the elite. So.
Oh yeah.
hang out with us lowlifes. So.
Right.
No, I just called about how do you say I was married for 23 years and got divorced for 12, and then I remarried my wife 4 years ago.
The same wife?
You know,
yep.
Hang up on
him. Yeah, same one. Yeah. Yeah. So learning a lot in the last few months. Even last year when I was retired, I played over 85 rounds of golf, and she used to wave and say, "Stay as long as you can." So play 27. So now it's a little different. But you end up learning why you ended up marrying the woman you end up marrying by spending this much time with her.
Married for 23 years, got divorced, and you were divorced for how long?
11.
And then got remarried, and you've been remarried to the same woman now for 4 more years.
Correct.
All true.
Yeah. I was a prick before. I'm a lot nicer now.
According to who? All right, I'll see you later. Yeah, that's all true, Hardy.
To me, that makes more sense than somebody who spends 35 years or 40 years and says, "That's it, now I'm done." Like, 23, that's a long time, but, you know, I could, the closer I get to being married that long myself, it's like, okay, I could see where somebody just, you know, finally, you know, you've had and that's done.
Yeah.
But then if you're going to get remarried after that, it might as well be to the same person. Why not? You figure out a few things, and you liked each other enough to be together for 23 years. It couldn't have all been bad. So I'm trying to make sense of it. I'm trying.
Well, that makes more sense than what you were talking about before, which was 35 years. What's the point now? Which is what you were talking about earlier for those who missed it.
Yeah, I mean, and not to put too fine a point on it, but, you know, you're 75 years old and you're getting a divorce. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to box up all your stuff and move?
And go play bingo. Play bingo. Yeah.
Right.
Play shuffleboard. Enter a shuffleboard tournament.
You're 75. Don't you pretty much do whatever you want now? I mean, you kind of fall into your rhythms. Do some stuff together, but for the most part, no, I've got no interest in that. Go to your flower club, or go play golf, or go watch your show. It doesn't, have anything to do with me. You got to get a divorce over it.
Julesy will argue for sport too. Just so you have the heads up, he'd be a great time to golf with, though. Jim loves him. One of Jim's favorite guys, right, Jim?
Very entertaining.
Yeah, there you go.
Very entertaining. Oh, Jim got that corporate gym shirt on today. Nice.
Does he? Look at that. What do you got? Big meeting later?
Look at that, NBC Sports,
I need to put something normal on today.
Normal
for you now. The new normal for Jim. Corporate gym. Boardroom gym.
You're not going to start wearing a tie, are you?
No.
Okay. Jesus.
617-779-0985.
When are we doing that French fry thing?
Later this hour.
Oh, nice.
We'll get to more of the calls next, because I see one on the board about red snapper dogs. For you, Zoe. That's just for you, bud.
We could continue that. Okay.
We'll get to that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, let's go to the phones. Wayne's in Maine. He had the call
on
Red Snapper Dog.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wayne. Go ahead.
Wayne.
Hi, guys. Hey, Zoe.
What's up,
bud? I'm a former Mass resident, and I've been living up here for about 11 years. Those Nathans that you held up are not even close to what they look like. They inject the casings with red dye number 40. If you go to the website for a company called W.A. Bean or Rice, R-I-C-E, yep. Those are two companies that make them. And you'll see, they have pictures, you'll see how red these things are. Nobody boils them up here. They fry them or grill them. And they snap. It sounds like you're breaking a leg.
They do. I mean, do they get greasy?
A little bit.
I notice more grease with the Nathans.
Yeah. Well, those Nathans you held up, they don't even sell those up here. They sell the ones... the smaller ones that are in the hot dog eating contest.
I got you.
You know, Joey Chestnut. Right. And
yeah, mine are the jumbo ones. I got jumbos.
Those things are $9.
Yeah.
Those things are $9 up here. You can get a case of those snappers sent to your house for about $45.
Okay.
Through W.A. Bean. And they're pretty good. But nobody up here boils them.
All right, Wayne.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so someone sent us pictures of what the reds look like.
Yeah,
they're bright red.
Like, they're not. This is not. But these
they almost look like the Chinese sausage links color. Bright red color. Yes.
I got an email on hot dogs. Dietz and Watson is a brand that they are recommending us to start looking for.
Oh, yeah?
It says, actually, my Big Y carries it. There's multiple kinds. You have the New York style cased beef franks. You have the big black forest ham German wieners. You got the Black Forest Bratwurst. And here's what I'm confused at. Knockwurst. What the hell is Black Forest Knock? What is Knockwurst? Is that a wiener?
I would say it's like a sausage? It's more of like a brat, isn't it?
Why wouldn't you just call it a brat? Why do we got to go Bratwurst and Knockwurst?
Actually, I'm looking at it here. Knockwurst refers to a sausage type of northern German origin. It looks closer to a hot dog than it does a sausage, though.
Yeah, they said they're natural casings. They pound for $7.98.
I bet it's similar to kielbasa. That's what I'm guessing, so.
Okay. Well, I like kielbasa.
Yeah, so do I.
I like Hillshire Farms. That one you can't go wrong with. Yeah. It's a good one. Gotta get the Polish. You don't want the beef, I get the Polish.
Well, this all started today because there's a shortage, and it's shortage
of beef
habits
and chicken, and that it now it's carrying over as all things do to other areas, which people are now starting to gobble up the hot dogs.
Pete's in Delaware.
What's up, Pete?
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, good. Pete. How you doing?
Hey, two things. Hey, what's up, Joe?
Pete, you're the same every time you come.
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
What do you got?
Laughing at me now. God damn it.
Change it up, Pete. Don't be sane. Change it up. What do you got?
My wife's been listening to you guys since we've been stuck here for 6 weeks.
Good.
She thinks you guys are pretty cool.
Nice.
Oh.
You guys happily married after the 6 weeks?
Yeah, you know what? We both love sports. Actually, we've been fighting over Belichick and Brady ever since. Who's going to do better? Who's more culpable? I'm on the Brady side, and my wife's on the Belichick side. Actually, she's right here. Say hi.
Hi, guys. How you
doing?
Hi.
Good. You guys sleep in the same bed?
Yes, we do.
Yes, nice. We definitely do. Yeah. I know our dog tries to get in the middle of everything. So, hey, let Hardy know. Let Hardy know. She's not the woman that I had What was the guy? Richard Marks. I'm the Richard Marks guy. She wasn't the woman, though, that I...
Okay. This is the guy who said that...
Should have known better.
He had Richard Marks to thank for one of the greatest nights of his life because he took a girl to Richard
my
Marks...
My greatest nights of my life are with my wife now. I said my young life.
Okay. She's a cackler, huh?
but yes, you said one of the greatest nights of your young life was when you took her to a Richard Marks concert, and I said, ah, yes, that must have really put her in the mood for some gentle missionary. Oh, what a night you must have had with that.
Let me roll over.
My wife now, what turns it on is some Pat Benatar hit me with your best shot.
So I bet you would.
One extreme to the other.
Hell yeah, you're sleeping in the same bed. You guys are getting some good, you ain't running with
the shadows of the night.
That's some Heen and Sheehan going on with some Pat Benatar in the background.
Right.
That's right, definitely. So anyway, hey guys, main point I was calling about real quick. Watch the NBA. When they start playing again, in my opinion, is going to be when you see the food plants get their testing to get everything back up. Because if you watch the timeline, the NBA was ready to come back, and then all the food chains who are not getting the testing were shutting down, all that. Watch that timeline.
Yeah, you know what? That's interesting, too. I wonder if concessions will be limited to where you can only buy, like, hot dogs or pieces of pizza because they probably don't want people sharing out of buckets of popcorn.
If the meat shortage goes on, they don't have hot dogs to sell. They've got a problem.
Yeah.
Assuming there would be fans in the building. But I think he's talking about the bad PR of taking the tests when, you know, things that are more important, like, again, the food chain and the food supply chain is disrupted because they can't get the necessary testing. And so maybe Pete's onto something there. That might be something to keep an eye on going forward. Speaking of food, how do you like your French fries, Zoe?
You know me. I love all kind of French fries. I do.
Well, this is now a pick three on the internet. We've done pick threes before.
I'm confused here a little bit to what we're going to get to.
Yeah.
I have some issues with some of the answers.
I have many thoughts on I got a lot of problems with the choices here.
Good.
Okay, we'll discuss that coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
1, 2, 3.
Time is it? It's 12:52, Zo.
I missed the flyover, and they actually went past my house.
Oh, on their way back?
Because I'm right next to Woonsocket. You look at it. No, they started there. What the hell did they take off?
Well, you
from?
Missed it. You missed
well,
it.
You
an
missed
hour
it an hour ago.
Ago. We've been talking about this. Did you not? Did you miss the part where Beatles said he saw it?
Yeah, but I didn't know they were this close. I didn't think it was gonna be anywhere near me, so I didn't even like peek.
Can we talk about the French fries, please?
Yeah, we could talk about the French fries.
I mean,
because we
talked about the maps. We talked about where they were coming from. We talked about where they were going. But
so there's a picture of a number of different types of French fries circulating on the internet.
All right.
And it's from a graphic. Someone pulled it off a graphic off of a website, a foodie website.
Yeah.
And they then gave a total of 15 options, correct?
A lot of options.
Yeah,
18, we should eliminate 15, three or four. 15. We need to eliminate three or four.
There were 18 options in the original graphic, and they just cropped it and left it at 15, which I think is just ridiculous to have 15 choices and pick three. There's also the ridiculous thing in here where toppings count as a different type of fry.
Chili and cheese do not count as French
okay.
fry.
All
Get
right.
rid of
All
them.
Right, just slow down. Let us go over what we were sent, and we will list them off,
is
and then
this
we can
about
start eliminating them.
The cut, or is it about the toppings?
It's about the goopy, gooey cheese.
It's mostly about the cut. I will say
it
right
should
now,
be.
It's mostly
it should be about the cut.
It should be about the
okay.
cut. It should be about the texture of the fry.
Of the 15 choices, here they are in no particular order other than the way they were sent to us. Waffle fries, Belgian fries, tater tots. Standard cut, think McDonald's fries, garlic fries, curly fries. Shoestring, crinkle cut, cheese fries.
Nope.
Steak fries, mm-hmm. chips, British version.
Hello.
Sweet potato fries, potato wedges, chili cheese fries,
nope.
and cottage fries.
Okay, can we all agree to eliminate the cheese fries and chili cheese fries?
Yes, because
yes.
yeah,
okay,
because if it, you can, if you're only going to have one, let's face it. Can I have a chili dog? Yes. Can I have some French fries? Yes. Guess what you've got? Chili fries. And you just, you know, slide some off and you can make your own. I don't need them. Right
by the way,
the
garlic fries should not be in there either for the same reason.
It's just a seasoning. Get
it's
rid of it.
It's a seasoning.
Them.
That needs to go.
Okay.
I would also take out tater tots. Those are not fries.
Not French fries. Thank you, Beetle. Excellent point. Cottage Great. Fries you can remove because I don't know what the hell a cottage fry is.
How about Belgian
about
fries?
Fry?
Have you
what
ever seen Belgian
fry?
Fries?
Not a fry then.
I ain't eating no French fries in Belgium. No, take them out of there.
Take those. Did you guys see my revised one that I sent you?
No.
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 Where did
I sent
you
a revised
send
one probably about 15 minutes ago
to
in Slack.
All
yeah.
Right, I'm going to look. All right, so let me look at your revised one, and if we can work off of that, it will keep me from getting angry. Oh, okay,
and,
there it is. It's
and I
on,
did
it's
it
on our simulcast.
I did it
right
with
now.
MS with Microsoft Paint. I was able to do this. Right,
got really nice work, Beetle.
And,
excellent, thank
and
you.
And I would say that I kept it to what are most likely to be seen. Zoe, you'll appreciate this. In the U.S. of A., my friends,
American fries.
Second.
Okay,
wait
America.
Even though we're
wait
calling them French, right?
Why are there smiley fries?
Those are disgusting. Those are disgusting.
Hardy, I will admit there was a debate there internally about what the hell I should do with this because
with who?
Myself, my own internal debate.
Okay.
Because it was if this is about the cut and we wipe out some of the things that we've already wiped out, I needed
those
to have
spongy.
A ninth option.
They're spongy.
And those are a fry and I have seen those. You know, like the little kids eat those things.
But you put one in there that wasn't in the one that was sent to us.
Well, here again to go back to my original point.
Oh my God.
The original graphic that was cropped, it was in that graphic, yeah. and that's what I was looking at.
Okay, I am sorry. Nice work. I'm going to ignore that you put smiley fries in there.
As would I because I would never pick those. Those are gross.
I've had them. They don't crisp up. They're spongy in the middle. They're like it doesn't have the fry consistency. I mean, you could even argue the waffle fry is not really fry. I'm leaving them in though because I love them. And, yeah, who doesn't go to Chick-fil-A and get waffle fries?
Well, why would you argue that waffle fries aren't fries? How could you argue that?
Yeah,
of course
why would...
I don't know. I guess. Okay.
All right, so what? Which three okay. are you picking is my question now.
Well, you're going with the basic steak fry. I love the steak fry. I love the... put them back up. Crinkle cut, please. You can't... You get a crinkle cut at an amusement park with cold ketchup or at the beach... Like with a clam plate, unbelievable crinkle cut.
I want to go. What's your third one?
Waffle, oh. steak, crinkle.
Okay.
Yeah, you said all three.
Okay, you started with waffle. You can take your steak and your crinkle, and you can put them straight in your hoo hoo.
Oh, I'm so with you on this, Hardy.
I got
so
no time for a steak fry 9 times out of 10. You want to know why? The inside barely
mushy.
Cooks. It tastes
Gross.
Like a. It tastes like an undercooked potato on the inside.
You ever have an air fryer?
Do
it in the air fryer? You ever do those in the air fryer?
Nope.
No. It's not worth it. They're not. And crinkle cut fries? What am I, back in high school?
Love
them. Am I pushing
love
a tray
Love the cafeteria
across?
Fry.
No.
Hospitals
no, thank
have
you.
Them.
I got no time for a crinkle cut. I am
I
with
love
you on
hospital
the
fries.
I'm with you on the waffle fries. I got to say, give me the standard cut. Give me the,
Absolutely.
The option of having some standard cut fries. Mm-hmm. And this is... This is the big debate for me. Am I going curly fries or am I going sweet potato fries? I know most people don't like the sweet potato fries. I love them, but I figure I can probably get
that increases on my age list. See, sweet potato fries are on my list.
Oh my God! But
you acquired a taste for those at a later age. You never go back to your younger years. You never would eat a sweet potato fry.
I tell you what, I may be willing to forego the waffle fries and swap those out for the curly fries, because what I don't want to have happen is the one time every 2 years I get to go to an Arby's, I don't want to have a beef and cheddar to have regular fries with them. I need the curly fries. So I'm going to go curly fries, standard cut, and sweet potato fries. Waffle fries, I'm sorry, but you are the odd man out.
I am sweet potato fries, standard cut, and potato wedges. Potato wedges, my friend. I don't know how you don't.
That's right next door to a steak fry.
Why don't you put sour cream on it, and you could end up having your potato appetizer thing with the bacon and everything. You know?
You too with your steak fries and your wedges. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Love steak fries.
Just eat a potato then.
Ate a ton of them as a kid. My mom would get them all the time.
Yeah, you eat a ton of lead paint too. But I'm not picking that on my as one of my three.
What a waste the matchsticks and those thin ones are. Oh, horrible.
You know what I've never understood the obsession with is the waffle fry. Why people love them to the degree they do.
Because like they're good, but
it's like there's this loyalty to them that I've yet to understand.
The dipping. It holds whatever you're dipping it in. You could go ranch. You could go ketchup. You could go cheese. Sour cream with chives. You could dip that in. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A has really brought them around for me, the waffle fry.
The shoestring matchstick, though, and sometimes you'll get a version of those in the nicer restaurants, frites. Sometimes, they're a little thinner, and they're just like, stop it with this? It's like eating remember those Chinese noodles that, you know, dried? You get them in a can sometimes. When you don't see them too much anymore.
Hardy.
What's the snack? There's barely anything to them.
Speaking of can, what's a snack in a can with the apple cap guy on the side with the red hot? See, the thin fries, the thin sticks.
Good and Plenty's?
No, they're in a chip can.
Milk Duds?
No.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, they come in a can.
Potato sticks.
Pringle can, yeah. And you got the apple cap guy with that on the side. Frank or something? What the hell? The Hots. Frank Hots or something? I don't know what the hell it is.
Frank Hots.
Damn it.
Yep, you got it.
They're hot potato sticks?
Yeah, but they're like spicy. You know what I mean?
Like Andy Cap hot fries?
Andy Cap hot fries. Thank you.
I was trying to bust your balls again.
Oh.
You eat an Andy. I've never had an Andy Cap hot fry. It's a snack that was made after a comic strip.
They gave them out. They gave them out at Halloween. Our kids got them.
On the smiley face fries, by the way, my six-year-old has picked the smiley face fries, as I was just told.
Exactly.
I would expect that. So Will took.
Put him in the car.
He took original, crinkle, and smiley. Standard, crinkle, and smiley face. Him and Zoe would probably get along great.
I love that.
Crinkle cut.
I'll come over and eat fries with him.
Oh, man.
Smiley face fries.
I'll bring the ketchup. I'll get a big
cold for children. That's what it's for.
Those are gross.
I am not a child. I know, nor am I. That's why I want nothing to do with them.
What are you
living? Well, I'm not picking them for me for the rest of my life.
All right, let's get to the calls on this. But there is an update from Governor Baker. We saw some tweets today from both Dan Shaughnessy first and then also Dan Roach that he was going to possibly relax the restrictions on golf courses today. Did that happen? You will hear the audio next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.